Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Today is Tuesday, June the 10th, and I'm here with my co-host, Ian Hewitt. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about the shooters in Las Vegas, the conspiracy theory killers, Vegas shooters, who were big supporters of gun rights, the Bundy Ranch. By all intents and purposes, it seems as if these guys were fellow travelers in terms of political ideology, if not in terms of practical politics. These guys were Jared and Amanda Miller, who were two people who went on a shooting spree in a Walmart out in Las Vegas. They killed two police officers before killing themselves, as well as killing a concealed carry owner who was attempting to stop them.
Joseph Wilcox.
And it turns out when you take a look at Jared Miller's Facebook page, his public-facing Facebook page, he is a big fan of some institutions that we're familiar with, including an institution that Ian and I actually both worked for at one time. It turns out that Jared Miller is a fan of FreedomWorks, as well as some popular websites such as the NRA, Americans for Prosperity, Conservative Daily, Conservative America, Mr. Conservative, The Drudge Report, Hobby Lobby, and it's most damning of all, Alex Jones.
I think sometimes people can read too far into these Facebook likes. You know, it takes a fraction of a second to click like on something on Facebook.
Sure.
But I also, you know, feel fortunate that he was not a fan of our page, and I think that suggests that we're doing something right.
That's correct. See, Ian and I, we get a lot of crap from people because we speak out against conspiracy theories. And so maybe we tend to not have as popular or as rabid a following as people like Alex Jones, but that's because what we're trying to do here at the Libertarian Republic is to provide you as objective as possible an angle on the news stories that stays true to a real libertarian viewpoint that's not biased by any sort of wild belief or it's not biased by a belief in conspiracy theories. So we talk a lot about conspiracy theories, and we lose a lot of fans when we talk about conspiracy theories. Ian and I have done the numbers, and when we talk about conspiracy theories in a debunking way, because we do debunk a lot of conspiracy theories, we lose fans like crazy. And so we sometimes we get accused of being shills for the Bilderbergs or for the Illuminati. But if that was the case, we would be much better funded.
The CIA.
The CIA. We would be much better funded. And ironically, we would be much better funded if we followed the path of people like Alex Jones and others.
That is certainly true.
It is. Yeah. It is, because you can see that they've got an enormous amount of support. And undoubtedly, this Jared Miller was an Alex Jones fan. Now, this is not just some straw man we're painting here, because he would. It's not just liking Alex Jones on Facebook. It's sharing Alex Jones's memes quite often. You won't see a single meme from the Libertarian Republic Facebook page, but you will see quite a bit from Alex Jones. Now, it turns out that Jared Miller and his wife were turned away at the Clive and Bundy Ranch because it was found out that they were car thieves.
Actually, according to the Bundy supporters, in particular, Eamon Bundy, one of Bundy's sons, they were not turned away because of their criminal record. Mm-hmm. They were turned away because of their conduct, because they were, quote-unquote, very radical, and because their views weren't aligned with the views of the protesters.
Is there any more extrapolation on that? Did you get any of the details of that?
That's all he said.
Interesting. I'd be very curious to see what it was that turned them away, their behavior.
What was the male shooter's name again?
Jared.
Jared claims that they were turned away because they were felons, but, right, Eamon Bundy says it was because of their conduct and their radical beliefs.
Interesting. Now, yeah, that's if you're being turned away for your radical beliefs amongst libertarians, you must be doing something wrong. And so, obviously, these people were lunatics.
Right.
Now, the thing here is...
Especially if you watch his video he posted to YouTube publicly, mm-hmm. where he's leaving this crying message for his girlfriend, it's pretty apparent that he's probably on a couple different drugs.
Mm-hmm.
His life is not together, mm-hmm. etc. He didn't fit in well with the Bundy supporters, and they kicked him out of the fold.
Right. Now, we Ian and I don't like to find ourselves in the position of having to criticize libertarians, but you know, we think that it's important when we say to Democrats, when they've got like psycho communists or socialists, hey, you guys need to police your own ranks. You've got a bunch of nutcases out here.
And the Bundy supporters did that here today.
They
credit.
Did. The Bundy supporters mm-hmm. did that here. But unfortunately, when we turn on our blogosphere this morning, we see people calling these two heroes for murdering these cops. Whose name shall not be said on this podcast, but someone who extolled their acts of heroism is what he called it. And so I get really upset, Ian, when I see things like that, because you know, we all sort of get tarred with the same brush in the media of, you know, these lunatic libertarians, these crazy patriots and things like that. You know, I call myself a libertarian. I call myself a patriot. I'm wearing a shirt that says libertarian right now. And I don't like the idea that people would go, oh, I wonder if this guy's going to shoot up a Walmart at any time soon.
You know? I want to talk about the shooter's relationship to the liberty movement a mm-hmm. little bit more. But I first want to point out the hero here is definitely Joseph Wilcox.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a concealed permit holder, obviously someone who is passionate about gun rights mm-hmm. and about self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
He had an opportunity to leave this Walmart when these shooters walked in. He had a friend with him that left, was able to get out, and said, Joseph, come on, let's go. And Joseph Wilcox decided to stay in the Walmart because he wanted to risk his life protecting other people.
Yeah.
And he used his concealed weapon to do that and was killed.
Now, Ian, you're a pretty level-headed
guy. That is someone who I think you should be representative of people who believe in liberty, as he clearly did.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. I want to ask you a question, Ian. I want to get your opinion on this because, you know, people have heard me and my beliefs on conspiracy theories. You know, I've participated in a public debate in New Hampshire at Porkfest, you know, debunking some of the major conspiracy theories like 9/11 truth and, vaccines causing autism and chemtrails and things like that. And I got bashed by Alex Jones for it. You know, in the intro to the show that you're listening to right now, that was Alex Jones who was criticizing me that, you know, I edited to make it sound as if he was praising me.
He pays for it every day.
He pays for it every day. Exactly. So, but what I want to ask you, Ian, and because this is something that I believe, and I want to know if you share this belief, does Alex Jones have any moral responsibility for the psychopaths that he stirs up when he spreads his lies and deceit, when he fear-mongers? Do you think that he bears more responsibility for
these
killings?
I think he does. Not legal responsibility, right. Because I believe from a legal standpoint, you must have absolute free speech. Anything else is incredibly dangerous.
Right.
But I think that speech can be immoral, even though it should always be legal. And I think that Alex Jones says a lot of immoral things. Mm-hmm. And I think he morally contributed to this shooting in some sense.
Right.
I want to clarify, fringe movements in general attract fringe people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's any particular negative mark upon the liberty movement as a whole
mm-hmm.
that occasionally kooks like this are attracted to it.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't received by the Bundy supporters. Mm-hmm. So the policing of our own ranks was done in this case.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you look at like the 1920s, when the radical left was first taking hold in the United States, you had people like the Gallienist socialists regularly conducting bombings and, you know, poisonings and so forth. Not necessarily in a way that was representative of all socialists, but because being a fringe movement at the time, socialists attracted fringe people who were willing to conduct these sorts of attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the conspiracy theory ideology does particularly contribute to this sort of violence.
Mm-hmm.
These people are steeped in Alex Jones's propaganda, and they're convinced that any shooting that happens, they thought, for instance, the recent shootings in California, which we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
were staged by the government.
Mm-hmm.
They think that any evil that exists in the world, any misfortune that befalls them, must by default be explained by a small group of conspiracy, you know, arbiters that are just orchestrating everything bad that happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
So of course they're going to conduct some shooting like this. They think that the average government employee, the average cop on the street, is involved in this overarching conspiracy to destroy their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that sort of mindset, I think that's absolutely conducive to this sort of violence. And I think Alex Jones contributed to it.
Yeah, well, the only thing that I would probably disagree with you on is that you talked about the fringe movements attracting, you know, these kind of these lone nuts, but you have to understand, Ian, this isn't fringe if they got 800,000 likes. You know, Alex Jones has one of the most popular websites in the United States and in the world. This doesn't seem to be a fringe. It seems as if there is a vast majority. I mean, certainly there's more readers and listeners than listened and
right,
read
us. I'm talking about relative to the mainstream.
But Ian, here's the thing. You know,
it's a large fringe.
It's hard to be smart, Ian. It's really easy to be a dumb. I gotta watch my language here. It's real because I'm so upset about this stuff because I see a great unwashed, a horde of morons out there calling themselves libertarians, calling themselves patriots. I mean, God. Damn it, Ian. The leaders of this movement are so tiny and small and fractious of like good, credible spokesmen of people for the ideas. You know, I said this morning, libertarianism is a beautiful philosophy, but most libertarians are idiots, you know? And I'm looking at these comments on people's pages and stuff, and I find myself in a very small minority of people and people... Okay, here's a good
All right,
example.
I have to answer that.
All right, bring it on, Ian.
Think about the meme we shared recently.
That's not what I was going to bring up.
So we shared a meme criticizing the, you know, crazy, slobby-looking Texas open carry protesters and saying they should have presented themselves in a more sociable and more friendly way that would have been more appealing to people. The highest negative comment there got 24 likes, calling us statists. That comment got 24 likes, and the meme got thousands of likes and shares. So
right.
I think that because you and I so often deal with these negative and obnoxious people
right.
who are very loud about their beliefs and very in your face about them, it can be a bit discouraging, but I do think that on net, the movement is going often in the right direction, and we have reason to be encouraged.
Okay, you're right. You know what? I'm going to back that off. I'm going to back off of that, Ian. And you know, here's what I'm going to say.
I think that's an understandable statement.
Okay, so here's the problem. Right. Here's the problem. The problem is that the vast majority of non-psychopaths are quiet. They're the silent majority.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a loud and vocal minority of absolute total psychopaths, right? And the minority of these people are the ones who actually will speak up, right? The retard caucus, as I like to call them. They're the ones who have something to say about everything. And here's the thing, you know these people are absolute retards. And if you're listening to me right now and you're mad, well then you're probably an idiot. Too freaking bad. I'm not an egalitarian. You have to understand, there's a lot of egalitarian impulses in the liberty movement, and I get that, because when we look at that meme, these idiots were saying things like, well, why should it matter how you dress?
Yeah, exactly.
Why should it matter how you dress when you
I should
it?
Be treated
you think
the
you're
same
better than
as
me?
Anyone else no matter how I dress?
Right, if I walk into your house with muddy boots, you think that you should criticize me?
Right.
You think you're better than me? God damn it, yes. Like, clean up your act.
I don't have to take care of myself at all, and I'm entitled to be treated the same way as someone who dresses nicely and is in good health.
Right, exactly. Cross-eyed psychos, you know what I mean? Like, get out of my face with that dumbass. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. They equate. I know this is how you know they actually are stupid, is because they say things like this is statism. Telling people to dress nicely is statism.
Right. Our having an opinion on someone else's action is statism to these people.
Right.
So these people use libertarianism as sort of a cover for their blanket moral libertinism.
Mm-hmm.
What they want is to never have anyone criticize any of their actions.
Or that's statism.
And they want no social constraints on any of their actions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sort of libertarianism that I think attracted these shooters.
Absolutely.
These people who clearly loved using lots of drugs, who were not responsible individuals interested in taking care of themselves, they were attracted to libertarianism because of its irresponsibility.
Right.
This is, I mean, I think that the policing was done here to a reasonable degree. The Bundy Ranch supporters said you guys are nuts and they kicked them out. But if you want to attract fewer of these people, and if you want to reform irresponsible people, attach responsibility and discipline to the liberty movement. Make that an integral part of libertarianism, that responsibility is the other side of liberty, and we need people capable of taking care of themselves and leading strong, exemplary lives independent of government.
I know, but Ian, it's so much easier to just listen to Alex Jones and let him do the thinking for you, and to not take showers, and to be a big fat neckbeard, and to carry your AR-15 semi-auto around Chipotle to act like a badass, and then to say, oh, I'm doing something for liberty, you know what I mean? Well, you know, the same argument was made by Jared Miller, who said he was doing something for liberty by murdering two cops and putting a Gadsden flag and swastikas on top of their body. You know, and certainly there were some libertarians who agreed with him, people who call themselves libertarians who agree with him. But I think that libertarianism becomes a cover for people who are just misanthropic, antisocial dweebs. You know, that these are people who are the contrarian a-holes of the movement, who they really just, they don't hate government. They just hate people. They hate everyone. And they hate everyone and everything. And, you know, mostly in you know, recorded history, those people would have been just hermits who you would have never heard from. Now they tend to dominate Facebook comment sections because they've actually got internet access. And they can spew their vile viewpoints and opinions all over for the world to see. Which, you know, fine. Like you said, free speech, total free speech. But here we are with our free speech, and we're going to counter it. And we're going to police our own, just like we like to tell Democrats and Republicans, hey, you guys need to police your own ranks. Well, libertarians, here we are policing our own ranks.
These are the sort of people that are produced when you take the attitude that moral disapproval is statism.
Right.
These people thought that you and I were being statist because we morally disapproved of the personal conduct of these Texas open carry protesters.
Right.
The other side of liberty is responsibility. You need discipline and you need strong values to make a free society work.
Absolutely. The Founding Fathers knew that. And, you know, again, think about it this way. You know, if you tend to disagree with us on this issue, remember that if you call yourself a constitutionalist or if you like the Founding Fathers whatsoever, remember, they weren't pure egalitarians either. They didn't believe in a pure democracy either. They didn't trust the common man either, because they knew that a bunch of them were just, you know...
Glad you brought up egalitarian impulses, because I think that also played a role here. So these people, like Alex Jones, anytime a shooting occurred, like the California shooting, immediately assumed the government was behind it.
Right.
So what you're saying there is that you think the world by default would be a sort of utopia where there weren't bad people, there wasn't violence, everything would be nice, but the darn government just orchestrates all these evil occurrences. Right. That's the only reason that bad stuff happens in the world. So if you take that view, it's an insane view, but if you take it, then yeah, it's logically valid to think that all these cops are evil and they're ruining your life. Because, you know, how dare they deprive us of this perfect, flawless, peaceful world we would live in otherwise.
Right.
And that's a very left-wing attitude. It's sort of a Rousseauian, you know, everything would be perfect if there wasn't some group of conspirators orchestrating.
Well, and that's what Alex Jones's whole thing is. It's this very egalitarian sort of movement. It's like, you think you're better than me? The elites, they want to do it. Like, you know, somebody called me a beltwaytarian the other day. They're like, oh, you think you're better than me and all that kind of stuff? I'm like, yeah, you know, you do understand that, like, you know, a free society is not an equal society, and equal people are not free. That was a Milton Friedman quote that I posted just yesterday. And the funny thing is that, you know, Ian, is that when you explain your thoughts,
but we're working towards the best possible world. But there's some people that think we would just have a perfect paradise of rainbows if only we could get the government out.
That's a utopian. But they also they also tend to think, you know, that there really would be some sort of like of egalitarian paradise here. You know, like, I guess that is a utopian concept. But the thing is that, you know, they say. Here's the thing that I want to talk about. Saul Alinsky, you know, radical progressive socialist. You know, he hated the hippies of the 1960s. And he was a Marxist to the core. This guy wanted communism. He wanted socialism. He wanted the government to be taken over by communists and socialists, just like you and I would like the government to be taken over by people like Rand Paul and Ron Paul and libertarians.
And Saul Alinsky was very effective.
His tactics were very effective. And so all I have done in pushing that Chipotle meme about how to do practical activism is instituted the tactics of Saul Alinsky, who said progressives need to cut their hair, wear a suit, and infiltrate, you know. And he hated the hippies because he thought they were ineffective. You know, and I can totally sympathize with his tactical frustrations, if not his politics, because egalitarian impulses should not preclude the practical application of pragmatic techniques. What that means is that just because we actually do want a more equal society where, you know, we don't have elites in Washington, D.C., like, this is not a soundbite here. I'm talking about anti-corporatism, the kind of things that you and I want, which would have a more level playing field so that people could have a more equal chance at competing with large businesses and corporations, a freer market system. That doesn't mean that I think that the pitchforks and, you know, torches method is necessarily going to be effective. You know, so at some point in time, you have to cut your hair, take a shower, put on a suit, and go petition Capitol Hill. That's how you got to get work done. You know, and that's what actually gets things done. The funny thing is about remember the audit of the Fed bill? You know, it wasn't shooting cops in Las Vegas that got the audit of the Fed bill passed through the House. It was actually going and following the Constitution and petitioning for a redress of grievances.
Right. Now, the best possible outcome of, for instance, this meme we were talking about that got thousands of shares, isn't that people will see it and say, you know, that's right, I need to shun these losers. Mm-hmm. The best possible outcome is if people like the people pictured on the left, like the slobby, unkempt, presenting themselves in as shocking a way as possible, open carry activists, see it and say, you know, they have a point. Maybe I need to clean up my act, stop sitting around eating Doritos and playing video games all day, and try to earn an income and become a role model in my community. Maybe that's the best way to advance liberty and work towards a free society. I think that's what we want, just like what Saul Alinsky wanted. He wanted to reform the left to make it more effective, and he succeeded. We need to some extent, reform the liberty movement to make it a more successful machine and to lead it to success.
Right, absolutely. And we understand that at all times there are people who are working against us because they see themselves as potential leaders of a liberty movement in that they want to tear down what it is that we see as good and moral and virtuous in this society. And I think that it's the success of the Libertarian Republic has been born on the back of breeding a new generation of libertarians, of people who do understand and agree with this. And, you know, like you said, you rightfully called me out. There is a majority of people who understand and who agree with us. It's just that those people need to start speaking up, and they need to start speaking out, and we need to not let the vocal minority of psychopathic loser conspiracy theorists dominate the debate, because then we get Mother Jones articles like the ones we have out right now, painting people like Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Alan West as with the same ideological brush as people like Alex Jones, which I think is just totally unfair.
Yeah, well, I think I should emphasize, since I was talking about the role egalitarianism played, Rand Paul clearly has a fundamentally different worldview. When he talks about foreign policy, for instance, he takes a traditionally conservative approach and says that there will always be imperfection in the world, and so you can't expect the United States to fix it everywhere. These shooters, though, because they assumed that any shooting must have been the work of the government, didn't believe in natural human evil the way conservatives traditionally have and the way Rand Paul does. So I think they were really coming from a very different place and were attracted to libertarianism because they saw it as a way to remove all social constraints on their actions. I think that's the sort of attitude that we need to combat.
Absolutely. I think that we need to encourage people to be better. I think it's important for us to do that and for us to police our own, which we had just done in this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? Do you hate us? Have we created some new enemies with this show? Well, too damn bad. We're better than you. No, I'm just kidding. Tell us what you think about the show. Send us an email. Just do us a favor. Don't come and shoot us in the back of the head. but if you did try, don't forget, we believe in the Second Amendment too. So don't worry. We got a right to carry here in Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the show. And do us a favor, subscribe to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Go and download us every single day. Come back, read the Libertarian Republic every single day. Your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com.